My name is Mary Gude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Gude. If you are a regular listener to my podcast, God bless you. Thank you so much. And if perhaps you are just joining us for the first time today, you're welcome. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please don't forget to share this podcast with your family and your friends. And today I'm going to be talking about courtship. For those are single sisters believing God for life partner, I pray that God will give you a man or a woman after his heart. God will give you your own husband and will give you your own wife in the name of Jesus. So today we're going to be talking a little about courtship. What is courtship all about? In a layman's language and in a very simple term, it's a period where you get to know each other when you're in a relationship or you're planning to get married or settle down together. It's a period where you study each other's character, a period where you get to know the personality, the person you're in a relationship with. Sometimes you get to see the person's flaws, you see the person's character, and the person's behavioral pattern, lifestyle, and the do's and don'ts of that person. You get to know what the person likes and what the person does not like. And this period will give you, it gives you a good time to be able to decide if you actually want to spend the rest of your life with this particular person. But unfortunately, most of our youngsters, when they're in a relationship and they're into courtship, they leave the main focus and they go about, you know, frolicking with the person, like going out together, watching movies together, you know, going on dates together, going to clubs, you know, going for dinner parties and all that. None of those things are bad in themselves, but the truth of the matter is, most of the time, our youngsters lose focus because as you are doing that, you will not really know who this person is because of the good time you are having. And your mind will be telling you that this is what life is all about, and this is what you are going to be enjoying in the marriage forever. And you know, most of the time, these are just fairy tales. They're just like fairy tale stories, because when we enter into the marriage proper, then reality dawns on us that, wow. So during the courtship, it was just it's a temporary period of enjoyment. I'm not saying that when you get into marriage, you will not enjoy. No. What I'm simply saying here is that sometimes our expectation of what we saw in courtship, we bring it into marriage and we don't get such things anymore. And because of that, our marriages are having problems, are having issues. So when you're in a courtship with somebody, even as much as you want to enjoy that period with that person and you want to be able to, you know, do some things together, you should be able to also know that the major reason why you're in courtship is because you want to study this person. You want to know if this is somebody you can live with. You want to know if somebody is compatible with you. You want to know if this person has the same belief system with you. Or you want to know that this person has some flaws you cannot live with. That this person has, okay, I can live with this one. Or you want to know if this is some things that person does that is a no-no for you. You just know that, no, I can't live with this flaw. So you have to, you know, get to know each other. And you have to also, it's a period for you to also know that you can, whether that person is can be corrected or some things that person can stop. It's a time to know that person can sacrifice things for you. Where that person, how much that person cares about your feelings, about your emotions, and how much that person loves you. This is what courtship does for you. But most of the time, we overlook the red flags. What I call red flags are those signals that you get and you are like, oh, nothing is wrong with it. Let me give an example now. Maybe you are in a relationship with somebody and the person exhibits anger one or twice when you in your outings, in your dates, and you are like, oh, I don't think it's anything bad. I think he's just angry. And that thing, maybe in your courtship, you see that it comes not only once, not twice, not three times, not four times. Anytime you want to discuss it with him or her, it becomes a quarrel. It doesn't end well. And you are like, I don't think it's anything bad. I just feel he's just angry for now. And it might surprise you. Or you might even say, okay, when it gets to marriage, I believe he will stop or she will stop. And it might surprise you that when you get to marriage, it escalates. Mm-hmm. That person does not stop. And you are also like, okay, if this is how it is, and God, and you are praying as a child of God, let me just put it as a child of God, you are praying that God, let me know this person. And when you are praying that, you are seeing these signs, you are overlooking them. There are some flaws that you see and you are like, oh, I don't like this. You have to correct this. And you see the person changing during that courtship. The person agrees to change. I've seen cases whereby where ladies and they go into a relationship with some men that smoke. And during that courtship, because of when the lady complains about the smoking, the man will say, okay, because of you, because of the love I have for you, sacrificially gives up that smoking for real. And that's the end of it. But in some cases, the woman will be like, okay, maybe he will stop when we are married. Maybe because he's still young. Whereas over time, he will stop. But the truth is, they never stop. If he does not stop when you are caught in and he still claims to love you that much, then he cannot stop when he enters into marriage. And I also want to make it clear here that no man can change any man. If a man has a flaw, you cannot change that person. All you can do is to pray for that person. It's only God that can change a human being. So if, for example, you are into a relationship and the guy in question, you have an argument and he slaps you, and you tell yourself that, as a lady, that, oh, maybe he's just angry about what I said to him. That's why he slapped me. Oh, I can assure you that when you get into marriage, he's not only going to slap you, he's going to beat you black and blue. Because if you feel he's just angry, that's why he did what he did, and you decide to overlook it. These are red flags, these are red signs. So these things come up in courtship, and you don't overlook them. You work on them in courtship. They end in courtship. You make sure that error is corrected in courtship. But if you fail to correct it, and you know you cannot live with it after courtship, please stop that relationship. There's no need for you to continue that relationship. But if you feel something you can live with, something you can, you know, cope with, then it's your choice to continue with that relationship. So when you're in a relationship, please, and you're courting, please take out time to study one another. Don't just see that relationship as an opportunity to have fun. And when you're also in a relationship and you're courting, it's not the time for you to be sleeping with each other. Because I know that some relationship, some courtship are just built on sex. You know, if I refuse him sex, he will not marry me. If I refuse him sex, he will not love me again. Well, if that is the scenario where you are now, I can assure you that man in question that's always demanding sex from you doesn't naturally love you. Because if he truly does, he will wait after the marriage. He will wait after the marriage. And if he sees that if you don't stick with him, he will not marry you again. Which means that sex is already a bait. He's just using it as an excuse. He can still drop you after having sex with you. And what abstinence does for you, it keeps your dignity. It helps you to remain, you know, you can up your game. It makes you to remain, you know, it keeps you dignified. It gives you respect in the eyes of this person. And if you're a guy here, please don't use sex as a yardstick to know if the girl is good or is bad. And as for women, don't use money to know if the man is good or is bad. But naturally, when you're in a relationship or in courtship, the man should be able to give you gifts. It's part of showing love. It's part of showing love. But you as a woman should not make it like a right, or you have to force it for him to bring such gifts out. I see some scenarios whereby I see some women are in a relationship with a guy, and they are the one that keeps on calling the guy. Anytime the guy wants to call them, the guy will just flash them. And they, as the lady, will now call back. And I said, those are irresponsible behavior of men, also of some men. And it's already showing in courtship. How can you expect the lady that you want to, you are planning to get married to, you flash her, she will now call you back. Or you start asking her to buy you credit so you can call her. And some ladies don't say anything wrong with these things. And I say, if this is going to end the marriage, then there's going to be a problem. Because the man in question, you are the lady. You should be treated like a lady. You should not be the one treating the man like a lady. You should be treated like a lady in the sense that you should be the one flashing and he'll be the one calling. But instead he'll be flashing and he'll be the one demanding some of the men will be the one demanding for things from the lady, demanding for money for transportation, tea fare, you know, so this sort of behavior. And it shows a lot of irresponsibility on the part of the man. Because as a man, you are supposed to be the one fending for the lady and not the other way round. And in case you are not buoyant and the lady in question is more buoyant, nothing is wrong with the lady helping you, but you should not be the one demanding for it. Let it be that she saw a need in you and she decided to help. And that is a different issue and a different case entirely. So this is just some things I need to bring out today. When you're in courtship, please be focused. Be focused. Don't get carried away by the excitement, by the joy, by the frolicking, and by the, outings and dates, and forget about the main reason why you're in courtship is to study each other's character and know if this is somebody you can actually spend the rest of your life with. It's a very, very important aspect of every relationship, and I felt I should talk about that today. My name again is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Thank you for tuning in. And please don't forget to share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please try to share this message with a lot of your friends, because you never know who needs this message. Thank you very much, and God bless you.